Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Simen Shin Pei Dalet, which is the bottom of page 506. Shin Pei Dalet is Eino Yehudi Ach Sanoi Im Akiv. If there's a guy who's a guest in the chatzer, if he will hold back the Erev from working. So the Mechaber says in Sev Aleph, Eino Yehudi HaNichnas L'Shem Ach Sanous. So a guy who enters the chatzer to be a guest, im nichnas shelo birshus eino oser l'olam. If he comes in without permission, he will never aser the erev. V'im nichnas birshus, and if he comes in with permission, so then it depends. Im hu rogil lavo, if he is a regular guest, he comes often, so then oser miyad, then right when he comes, he already asers. V'im eino rogil, if he's not a regular guest, eino oser ad la'achar shel shem yom, he will not aser until he's living there as a guest for 30 days. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, a goy comes l'shem asanos, but Salomar means to say, shalom nichnas l'shem likbo asham diraso. He did not enter the chatzar to establish his dwelling there, el l'fishol l'his achsein shem. Rather, he came for a short time to be a guest. Sif Katan Bey shalom brishus, zok the Mishnah Berurah lav dafka. It doesn't mean shalom brishus, el ratzalomar shalom nichnas brishus. It's not that he was told not to come, he just was not told yes to come. So it's a regular case where he was lo nichnas birshus, so then he will never aser. But if he was nichnas birshus, we said it depends how often he comes. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, nichnas birshus, what Salomar means to say, shehishilo o hiskiru cheder miyucha les achsein sham. He was lent or he was rented a designated room to be a guest there. Kosa of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, Da'akum sheyesh lo chov al habayis. A guy who is owed money with the house as like a collateral, v'nichna shelo b'rishus bar chovo, and he moved into the house without permission because of the debt that he had to get his payback. So he wanted to live in the house instead of getting the money back. So mikri b'rishus v'oser. That is called going into the house with permission because he has money against this house, so therefore he's allowed to go in and he will aser. However, v'yesh mekilim bazeh, some are mekil about that. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Gimel, when it says he goes in because he's owed money, that's called b'rishus and he asers. Hainu, that means to say, dim nichnas lodur b'kvius b'yarchovo oser miyad. If he moved in permanently because of the money that was owed to him, so then he will aser right away. The ain't olav shem achsonoi, then he's not called a guest, he's called a person who lives there. The imle his achsein b'archovo, but he's only there as a temporary guest till he gets his money back or the money worth of living in the house towards the loan. So talui bizman shloshim, then it will be like the Mechaber says, it would depend on whether he's there for 30 days or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos HaKadon Dalet, if he is rogil lovo, he will ask it right away. Hainu, shorogil lovo tomil his achsein shom. He normally comes there often to be a guest. Va'al yidei zeh choshev kikavua. And through that regulus, he's considered like someone that's set there. V'tzorech liskor mimenu harashus. And therefore, you would have to do schirash rashus because it's considered that he lives there. However, if he's not rogil to be there and he comes as a guest, so that is all talu on 30 days. So he will not aser ad la'achar shol shem yom sekotan hey de'ad zman zeh choshev ko'oreach v'eino oser. Up to 30 days, you're considered like a guest and you will not aser. U'kumo la'el besov simen shin ayin v'ayin shom ha'shek l'sati b'bir ha'locha. There the Bir ha'locha wrote that even though it says he won't aser ad la'achar shol shem yom, really 30 days itself would aser. It's just coming to knock out not less than 30 days. But he doesn't need to be there more than 30 days. He just needs to be there 30 days to aser. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis. So Anshe Chel HaMelech, soldiers of the king, Shenichnesu Bebati HaYehudim, that come to live in the Jewish homes, Bein Bechoska Bein Beratzam, whether they're forced to allow these soldiers in or they willingly let them in, Im Yesh LaBalei Batim Ba'osan Mekomos, if the Jewish homeowners have in those places where their Goyish soldiers are coming to live, shenichnesu ha'inam Yehudim, if they have their kelim sha'asu l'taltal m'shabbos, if they have kelim that are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, so einam osrim aleihem. So the Goyish soldiers who move into the Jews' homes, as long as the Jews have in those rooms where the Goyim are moving in, kelim that can't be moved on Shabbos, the Goyim will not aser. That's called a tfisas yad. That's considered a makom of the Yisraelim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sef Katan Vav, Bein Bechazka, whether the soldiers of the king are coming into the Jewish homes by force or by will. So Hikshu HaMeforshim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Meforshim ask, the Habisif Aleph Mavur, we just learned in Sif Aleph, the Shalobir Shus Eino Oser Klal. We just said in Sif Aleph, if a guy comes as a guest, if he comes without permission, he doesn't aser. And now we're saying over here, if the soldiers of the king come in to the Jewish houses, whether it's with their ratzon or it's against their will, so then they're possibly going to aser if the Jews don't have the proper kelim there. Frektim Aforshim, how could we say that when they come in Shalom Bereshus, they're going to aser? We just said Shalom Bereshus, they don't aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'tirtzu. The Aforshim answer, D'mayri shemis achsenim al pi dina d'malchusa. It's the law of the land that when the Goyish soldiers are coming, you must let them into your house. So even though it might be against your will, but it's dina d'malchusa, kemoshe nohog, like is the custom, when soldiers come to the city, that the officers set up places for the soldiers in the house of the city. In that case, even if the Baal Bayis doesn't want it, they're still going to answer the hapokid yeshlo reshus al zem and amalchus. Because the officer that's giving out the homes to the soldiers has permission to do this from the king, from the malchus. Ukenichnas b'rishus dami. And therefore, it's like going in b'rishus. In Sif Aleph, some random guy comes in without permission, so then he's not going to aser. But over here, when they're coming without permission, it really is with permission. It's permission from the officer who has permission from the king, and therefore, even though you're not happy about it, that's the law. Dina the Malchus Adina, and therefore the guy that comes without permission, in that case of the soldiers, will aser, unless you have, again, one of the things that we require. This continues the Mishnah Berurah in the brackets. V'im mishane ha-pokid mechok shenosin ha-melech. If the officer in charge changed from the directions that he has from the king, v'hu osa b'choska, and he puts on his own laws by force, hareyu k'shar akum v'ino oser, then it would in fact be like a guy that comes without permission, and he will not aser. That is like the case in Sif Aleph, where a random guy comes. Over here, the only reason why it's different is because the officer has permission of the king, it's dina b'chusa. Once he veers from that, it's not dina b'chusa, it's like any guy coming in, it would not aser. U'b'sefer Mishkinos Yaakov sinin kuf yedeis cholek l'gam y'apsak ha-mechaber. The Mishkinos Yaakov argues totally on this psak of the mechaber. V'daito, his opinion is, the l'gabe anshecha, when it comes to soldiers, Tomid birshus bailim kaima. It's always considered birshus bailim. Ushman alav, and the name of the Jewish owner is on the house. Ubechol gavni ein oser. The guy will never ask her. The guy is simply like a guest. The guy is a guest, and therefore the Mishkinos Yaakov argues. The Mechaber says, unless you have kelim in the house that can't be moved on Shabbos, a tfisas yad, otherwise they would aser. Says the Mishkinos Yaakov, it's not true, they will not aser. The shame of the bias is on the Yisrael, and the people that come in are simply like the guests of the Yisrael. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Zayin, we said if the Yisrael has kelim sha'asr l'taltlam, it will not aser. Ayin ber alocha, sevkotan ches einam osrim, then they will not aser. Desu havele hayakum eslo rako reach lefisho. If the Jew has kelim in the house or the room where the guy is coming in, the guyish soldier is coming in by force, since the Jew has kelim there, the guy is automatically only considered like a temporary guest by him. Kilel besif shen ayin sebez, like we saw earlier in simin shen ayin. Sevkotan tes einam osrim aleihem, they will not aser on the Yisraelim. Aval im ein lo tfisas yad, but if the Jew does not have a tfisas yad oser, then the goyish soldiers that come in would aser the eriv im shah yosem ishol shem yom, if they stay more than 30 days im eino ragil the kanal, if they're not normally coming to this city, they're not normal guests. So then, like we said before, it's totally on 30 days. 30 days they would aser. Less than 30 days they would not aser. That concludes Simin Shin Pei Dalet. Amir Shem, tomorrow we will learn Simin Shin Pei Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymas on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.